Good afternoon. Steady precipitation in the form of rain in the southern half of the region and snow in the northern half continues across most of interior New York and New England, with temperatures hovering in the 30s. Some places are at or even below 32, and the snow is starting to add up, particularly across the western Mohawk Valley, the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and into central and northern Vermont. In other locations, a cold rain mixed with some wet snowflakes occurring from time to time. The storm responsible for the precipitation continues to gain strength as it moves toward Pittsburgh through the afternoon and just north of Philadelphia by this evening. On this track, enough mild air will be in place so precipitation will continue to fall mainly in the form of rain or rain showers from roughly I-90 and points south. Temperatures in these locations will start to slide back down through the 30s and back toward freezing as we get deeper into the afternoon. Immediately north of I-90, there'll continue to be a mix of rain and snow, mainly during the rest of the daylight period, with temperatures hovering in the lower to mid-30s. In the Adirondack, Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, all snow will fall throughout the rest of the day with temperatures in the 20s and lower 30s. As the storm tracks across Long Island and into southern New England this evening, a northerly wind will increase substantially and temperatures will drop quickly. This will transition precipitation over to all snow from northwest to southeast during the late afternoon and evening hours. During this transition, there'll be a period of freezing rain and sleet, which will cause a good deal of icing in some places. The icing may impact the evening commute in some places and may also cause some power outages if it lasts long enough. The quicker this transition takes place, the less ice and more snow will add up as it will persist into the overnight hours. Temperatures will plummet overnight into the single digits and lower teens by tomorrow morning with wind gusts to 40 miles per hour. Snow will gradually wind down early tomorrow as the storm lifts through the Canadian Maritimes. It'll be very windy and much colder through the day. Storm total accumulations will range from 10 to as much as 18 inches with local areas up to 2 feet of snow in the western Mohawk Valley, the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, to just a coating up to a couple of inches in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. Along and north of the I-88 corridor to the Lake George Glens Falls area and parts of southern Vermont, 5 to 10 inches of snow can be expected. For the Greater Capital District, the Catskills, the Taconics, and Berkshires, also I-90 East into central New England, 2 to as much as 5 inches of snow will fall. Highs will only be in the teens tomorrow afternoon. On Friday, we'll dry it out with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. A southerly breeze will push temperatures back into the mid-30s. On Saturday, we'll be in the lower 40s as a weak disturbance passes through with a few scattered rain or snow showers. Sharply colder air will follow this system on Sunday. Despite mostly sunny skies, it'll be windy with highs back into the lower 30s for the second half of the weekend. And on St. Patrick's Day for Monday, despite abundant sunshine only in the mid-20s, we'll recover back into the 30s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while the storm winds down in Chicago, winter storm warnings continue for Detroit and Cleveland. 4 to 8 inches of snow is expected in these locations, with winds gusting over 40 miles per hour, producing near blizzard conditions. In fact, blizzard warnings have been issued for western New York, including Rochester and Buffalo. In these locations, up to 20 inches of snow will fall, and winds will gust up to 45 miles per hour, producing widespread blowing and drifting snow. If you have travel plans into or through these locations, call ahead or make alternative plans. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Dryden and Abilene, both in Texas, to a low of 11 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain in the lower 50s, Boston rain in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo blizzard conditions with heavy snow and gusty winds and temperatures falling through the 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high 69 set in 2012 and the record low 12 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning is at 7:13 a.m., sunset this evening 6:58 p.m., 11 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow heavy at times today, increasing wind with temperatures falling through the 20s. Windy with more snow tonight, heavy at times, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain showers today and highs in the 40s. Windy with rain this evening, changing to freezing rain and sleet, then all snow late tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain will continue to change over to wet snow, perhaps a period of sleet or freezing rain, becoming all snow by the end of the afternoon, increasing wind with temperatures falling through the 20s. Windy with snow, heavy at times tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Windy with rain this evening, changing to freezing rain and sleet, then all snow late tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, rain showers for the beginning of the afternoon, transitioning to freezing rain, sleet, and snow into the evening. A period of icing is possible, becoming windy with temperatures in the mid-30s falling back into the upper 20s by the end of the day. Windy with any freezing rain and sleet transitioning to all snow tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, any light snow in the morning will taper off to snow showers, then increasing sunshine, windy and very cold through the afternoon with highs staying in the teens. Sunshine followed by some clouds Friday, breezy but milder in the mid-30s. A few rain or snow showers Saturday in the lower 40s. Mostly sunny Sunday and Monday, windy and colder, lower 30s Sunday, mid-20s on Monday. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Tuesday with highs back up into the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.